Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2020, Longhurst Group. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 10 minutes. In this issue, tying the knot in lockdown. Richard and Carol have been friends for decades. After they each lost their spouse, their friendship grew and Richard popped the question. Despite the lockdown, they're now happily married. Hear more in Section 8. New programme to improve lettable standards in Grimsby in Section 7. Meet our community heroes for 2020 in Section 12. And spend a day in the life of our tenancy sustainment officer in Section 13. Contents. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section, including changes to complaints and customer service changes in sections 3 and 4. Domestic abuse work and enhanced lettable standards in sections 6 and 7. Marriage in lockdown in section 8. Community Heroes 2020 in section 12. A day in the life and introducing Freddy behaviours in section 13 and 14. Money advisor Stuart answers your questions in section 15. Sue finds work after free IT course and smartphone donation in sections 17 and 18. You said, we did, and Writer's Corner in section 20 and 22. And competition time in section 23. 1. Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2020. Hello and welcome to the winter edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. As the festive season approaches, it's likely to be a Christmas like one many of us have never experienced before. However, I hope this packed edition of Our Voice will bring some much-needed cheer to you. Once again, I'd like to thank the editorial panel for their help and support in producing this edition. Their involvement since earlier this year has really helped strengthen the production process and ensure the magazine remains relevant to you, our customers. There's lots of great content inside, including a lovely story about a couple who found love after experiencing the loss of their spouses. They've gone on to get married during the coronavirus restrictions, and invited us along to report their story. You can find this in Section 9. We've also got some brilliant stories of how you really stepped up during the last 12 months, helping others in your communities and ensuring nobody has been left to feel alone during lockdown. We were so inspired by these tales, we launched our new Community Heroes Awards, and each nominated customer has received a hamper and a voucher from our contractors, Mears. You can see pictures and read about why they were nominated in Section 12. Our popular Day in the Life feature returns this time with our new Tenancy Sustainment Officer, Brian Noble. This can be found in Section 13. There's a Money Advice Team Questions and Answers feature in Section 15, and a Customer Case Study highlighting the work of our Employment and Skills Team in Section 16. I hope you enjoy the magazine, and on behalf of all of us at Longhurst Group, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, even if it's going to feel very different for many of us. Sam. Stay in touch. Website, longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook, /Longhurst Group Home. Twitter, @Longhurst Group. Instagram, @Longhurst Group. And email, communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 2. New bank details for rent payments. Customers are being asked to ensure they're making rent payments into Longhurst Group's correct bank account. Following the consolidation of Axiom Housing, Longhurst and Havelock Homes, Friendship Care and Housing, and Spire Homes into Longhurst Group, we know some customers have continued to pay their rent into the old bank accounts of our former member companies. Now customers are being asked to make sure their rent payments are being paid into the bank account with the details as follows. Bank account name, Longhurst Group. Sort code, 306347. Account number 5134-4560. Please ensure that you use your customer reference number as the payment reference. This will help us to easily allocate your payments and avoid any rent arrears accruing on your account. If you have any queries or wish to set up a direct debit, please call the income team on 0300 123 1745 and select option 2. 3. Joint letter to government. We've signed a joint letter to government calling for universal credit advance payments to be included in a debt reclaim freeze. The letter from the Salvation Army calls for advance payments to be included in a 60-day breathing space scheme, where enforcement action from creditors will be paused. Craig Taylor, Director of Housing, said, quote, "The inclusion of advance payments in the breathing space program would be hugely beneficial for many of our customers who are experiencing problem debt, and so we're fully in support of anything that raises awareness of the need for change." End quote. Find out more about our money advice team in section 16. 4. Complaint handling rule changes due. Customer complaints will be handled faster after new rules were brought in by the Housing Ombudsman. We've recently expanded our complaints procedure to introduce a second stage, allowing customers to submit an appeal and request the senior manager investigates it, rather than sending it straight to the Ombudsman. Now the Housing Ombudsman has said all housing providers should adopt this model to bring consistency to complaints handling. Under the changes, our Stage 1 complaints handling time will be reduced from 30 calendar days to 10 working days, while the Stage 2 time will change from 30 calendar days to 20 working days. As a group, we believe we're in a strong position to make this transition smoothly, thanks to the recent changes we've made ourselves. Sam Wiley, Head of Customer Services, said, quote, "We see this as a really positive step in raising the profile for complaints right across the sector. At Longhurst Group, we're in a good position, having already introduced a Stage 2 in the complaints procedure. We'll have some changes to make so that we can meet the timescales going forward, and we recognise the importance of recognising and monitoring repairs associated with complaints right until completion. We believe these changes will improve our customers' experiences and help us to improve the services we provide." End quote. September was the best month the group has experienced for complaints handling this year, meeting the target of 75% satisfaction. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, explained that now we have to complete a self-assessment to see where we're at with the required changes, which is to be published on our website. Quote, "We're pleased with it where we're at this moment in time," end quote, she added. Quote, "These changes have brought complaints to the forefront, so we see this as a really positive move. The new timescales will come into force from January," end quote. 5. Changes to how we answer your calls. Ambitious plans to merge our customer service advisors into one virtual call centre have led to early signs of service improvement. A long-running piece of work has been taking place to create the single unit to handle all calls that we receive from customers. Having previously operated in individual teams based on geography, this was simplified to a two-call centre structure earlier this year. Since the 1st of September, our customer service advisors have been working as a single call centre, taking calls from customers regardless of geographic locations. In October, our customer service advisors answered a total of 11,666 calls, 89% of all calls received. These calls were answered in an average time of 76 seconds, an improvement on the previous month. This came in a month in which the team received 1,579 more calls than in September, and answered more than 1,800 additional calls than the previous month. Jackie Harris, Customer Service Manager, said lots of work has been done to ensure there was a streamlined approach among former legacy member customer teams. She said, quote, "I'm really pleased to have got to the stage where we're now working as one single virtual call centre. We've made these changes to improve the service for customers and increase the advisor availability. We were finding that sometimes we may have had a number of calls in a queue in Birmingham, but four agents were sat waiting for a call in Boston. This new system utilizes our resource better, and means a customer has up to 23 advisors who can deal with their call. By default, this means customers should be getting speedier answers and hopefully having their queries resolved quicker. End quote. Jackie said this structure had been planned for a while, but had only recently been implemented for a number of reasons. She added, quote, "We've wanted to do this for a long time, but didn't implement it at the time of the group consolidation, as there were still some processes that were done differently depending on which legacy member group a colleague had worked for. We wanted to make sure everything was streamlined and all advisors had been trained in the same way, so that's what we've been doing during lockdown. Now we've eliminated the need for customers to select an office based on their location, and their call will now be handled by the next available advisor, regardless of geography. We've still got improvements to make, but the results during October show that we're making steady progress, and our performance is improving. The number of calls we're receiving has been going up, and the team's been answering more calls on the previous month, so with some hard work, we can increase our performance even more. There are definitely signs of improvement, and I'm more than confident this improvement will continue over the coming months." End quote. How we've performed. October 2020. Calls received, 13,133. Calls answered, 11,666. Percentage of calls answered, 89%. Average response time, 76 seconds. Average time before call abandoned, 107 seconds. Number of additional calls received compared to September, 1,579. Number of additional calls answered compared to September, 1,837. Call answering rate compared to September, up 4%. And average response time compared to September, 39 seconds quicker. 6. New faster process for our lettings. We've made changes to our lettings process to make it faster, more streamlined, and easier for customers. We've worked hard to introduce DocuSign, a new system that allows our entire lettings process to be done digitally. This means new customers no longer need to physically sign any documents, and all paperwork can be processed online. Our housing team has recently completed the first letting using the new quicker and more efficient system, and Neil Greaves, Head of Housing Services, believes the change will benefit everyone. Quote, "Moving the process to a digital one is a progressive step," end quote, he said. Quote, "Not only do new customers not need to physically sign any documents, the offer of tenancy, relevant leaflets and compliance certificates can now be sent to customers via email, where at all possible. This bold move has significantly streamlined the lettings process, and as a result, the whole thing is now paperless. Of course, where a customer is not online or isn't comfortable using a computer or emails, we can and will continue to offer the traditional paper-based service." End quote. Wendy Mann, lettings advisor, worked on the first letting to be completed using the new digitalized pre-tenancy process and DocuSign. She said, quote, "It was so easy. There was no messing about with paperwork. When the property was viewed and the keys handed over, a photo was taken and that was it. I signed the pending document and sent it to our new customer," end quote. The new customer was over the moon at securing her first home with her four-year-old daughter. She said, quote, "The whole process was really easy, from me getting the nomination to completing on the property. I'm really impressed with how efficient you are as a company." End quote. 7. Strengthening our links with domestic abuse services. We're proud to continue our work to tackle domestic abuse by leasing an additional property to South Lincolnshire Domestic Abuse Service, SOLDAS, Boston Women's Aid. The three-bedroom property is being managed by SOLDAS and is being used as part of their refuge accommodation offer for survivors of domestic abuse. Sarah Hatcher, Housing Services Team Leader, explained that working with organizations which tackle domestic abuse aligns strongly with our values. She said, quote, "Tackling domestic abuse is something we're incredibly passionate about as a group, and we've also signed up to the Make a Stand campaign, as well as going for DAHA accreditation. We're delighted to be able to help Soldas to continue to offer the amazing services they provide to the women and children they support. Soldas already leased properties from us, and they were successful in obtaining grant funding, which meant they could extend their refuge accommodation offer. They approached us to see if we could help, and obviously we were more than willing to. We offered them a number of properties, which were all 2 or 3 bedroom properties. They viewed them all and took into consideration the property itself, as well as location and suitability for what they required. They ended up taking a property in the Spalding area. Everyone has a right to live in a safe environment, and this property will enable Soldas to provide survivors with a safe place and help them get the future they deserve," end quote. Sarah added that we are hoping to continue working closely with Soldas and maintain the close working relationship we've built up over many years. Marie Chapman, Funding and Development Manager at Soldas Boston Women's Aid, said, quote, "We've a long-standing relationship with Longhurst Group that stretches back over 30 years, so it's good to be able to expand this partnership and provide additional refuge accommodation. Dispersed refuge units such as this allow us to not only help more families fleeing domestic abuse, but a more diverse range of families too, for whom the traditional communal living within refuge is not appropriate. For example, families with several teenage children, those with additional needs such as autism, those with cultural or religious, and very importantly, male victims of domestic abuse with children. Currently, 1/3 of victims are male, yet there's very little refuge provision. This ongoing support from and partnership with Longhurst Group is essential for Soldas Boston Women's Aid to be able to continue to give support to victims fleeing domestic abuse," end quote. 8. Project launched to improve lettable standards of property. We're excited to announce the launch of an innovative new project which will help us deliver our Improving Lives vision. The Grimsby Pilot Group has launched the Enhanced Lettable Standards Project as part of its Sustaining Tenancies Pilot. This complements the appointment of the 3 new Tenancy Sustainment Officers. The project aims to support some of our customers within the project scope to have the best possible start to their tenancy by providing packages to help them make their house a home. It was rolled out on the 1st of October, and initially will be applied to 1-bedroom flats in the East Marsh area of the town. The project aims to make a real difference to the lives of customers as they start their journey with us. If successful, it could be rolled out to other areas of operation in the future. Decisions about the level of investment required to a property will be made on a 3-tier system, and will be made through collaboration between housing services teams. The 3 tiers of investment are based on the property condition and customer need. They are Bronze, our current lettable standard, Silver, requiring decoration and or carpets, and Gold, requiring a home-ready package, which could include white goods and basic furniture. Jen Coatsworth, Housing Services Manager, explained how a lot of research had gone into this program. She said, quote, "Open research showed that those on a low income would benefit from assistance to help them make their house their home, helping them to reduce any initial unaffordable expenditure. The real focus of this program is to support our customers, and it's perfectly aligned with our Improving Lives vision to support customers' economic resilience and health and well-being," end quote. As part of our strategy, we're also committed to investing in the local area and communities, and as a result, we'll be using local businesses and organizations when buying goods and services for the project. Sue Krask, Community Investment Lead for the East Region, said, quote, "This is a great opportunity to work with local businesses, and we're also working with East Marsh Construction. This is a local community interest company, which offers work and training opportunities to people living in the area. So we're really excited to work in partnership with them on several aspects of work that'll be required," end quote. Rhiannon Kilgariff, Research and Impact Officer, also worked on the project. She added, quote, "We'll be reviewing and analyzing the success of the project over the course of the pilot and the impact it's had on our customers. This'll help inform future decisions on any potential wider rollout of the program across the group." End quote. 9. Carol and Richard marry after decades of friendship. It is said that age is just a number. That couldn't be more true in the case of Richard and Carol West, who've tied the knot at the ages of 81 and 70 respectively. Here, the couple who've been friends for decades and now live together at our Martin Court Over 55 scheme in Peterborough share how they overcame challenges presented by coronavirus to get married. Quote, "Life is super," end quote, exclaims Richard. It's clear to see that he and new wife Carol are happy beyond words. Having both suffered the loss of their previous spouses, the couple had found new happiness. Quote, "Carol came to live at Martin Court 5 years ago, and I lost my wife about 2.5 years ago," end quote, added Richard. Quote, "I managed to sell my property and moved in with Carol. We'd arranged that when I'd sold up, I'd join her. My late wife and I had come to Peterborough in 1966 and lived in the same property for all those years. She used to play darts and was a very good player around the city, and she eventually joined the team. It was there that we met Carol and her late husband, and we all used to socialise and go out for meals at the weekends. We've always been friends since about the 80s, end quote. Carol said that when her husband passed away, Richard kept in touch to make sure she was okay. Quote, "He's always phoned me to check on me," end quote, she said. Quote, "We'd always kept in touch and looked out for one another," end quote. Richard proposed during a party for Carol's birthday around 2 years ago, and her daughter helped her plan the whole day. However, the coronavirus pandemic threw up more than a few hurdles the couple had to overcome to get married. Quote, "I asked her to marry me and she said yes. However, when we inquired at Peterborough Registry Office, they told us they weren't doing any more weddings until 2021, end quote, explained Richard. Quote, "We were told that marriages were still being done at Stamford, so I called them and they gave us a time and a date for a ceremony. We'd cleared the first hurdle, but then we needed to get a notice of marriage from Peterborough to be able to go ahead. At this stage, we were on tenterhooks as to whether it would still happen. Thankfully, we managed to get an appointment and get it all sorted. But then, we had to cut our invites from 30 to 15, as the government restrictions changed quite near to the big day. This caused a few difficult conversations, but again, we managed to sort everything. Life is treating us super now, though," end quote. After the wedding, the couple and their guests celebrated at a hotel in Stamford and said their special day would prove unforgettable despite the strange circumstances. Quote, "It proved a memorable day for us," end quote, Carol said. Quote, "It was a bit of a surprise getting married again at my age, especially having been on my own for a while since my husband died. It's nice to have some company at home again, but I was shaking like a leaf in the registry office. I couldn't even hold the pen to sign the register. But overall, it was a great day." End quote. Richard and Carol had a honeymoon which included a trip to Nottingham and to see friends in Redditch. They say they're now looking forward to travelling the UK. Quote, "We want to travel," end quote, Richard explained. Quote, "We've paid our family their inheritance, so we want to get out and explore now. On our way back from our honeymoon in Nottinghamshire, we went down to Redditch to visit some friends. When we were there, we booked into Studley Castle for Christmas, so we're making a start on our travel plans. We'll look to do some coach holidays when they start again. We're looking forward to it as a married couple," end quote. 10. Leaseholder charter on way. A new customer charter is set to be introduced for our leasehold customers living in our retirement schemes and our shared owners. We recently launched a customer charter to cover our general needs customers and those living in supported and older person schemes. After listening to feedback, it was agreed that leaseholders living in our retirement schemes, as well as our shared owners, needed a tailored charter that's specific to their services. Andrina White, head of leasehold services, said she hoped the charter would help us deliver improved service standards to leasehold customers. She said, quote, "We've listened to feedback following the publication of our first customer charter, and it became apparent that a separate leaseholder charter would be beneficial. This'll be the first time we've produced a tailored customer charter for our leasehold customers, and we've been working closely with a selection of them to make sure it meets all of their needs. We'll be sharing more details about the charter in a future edition of Our Voice, so keep an eye out for developments." End quote. 11. Get involved to have your say. Our customer forum is looking for new members to help us further improve the services we offer. The forum will have regular contact with our group board to check we're taking the right approach, track performance, and influence the decisions we make. We established the forum to give all of our customers a voice and ensure you're part of the decision-making process. If you're interested in joining the forum, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/get-involved and complete the application form, or call 0300 123 1745. 12. Introducing our Great Community Heroes 2020. More than a dozen customers have been named community heroes after helping to make a difference in their communities. We launched a new community hero scheme to recognise the vital role our customers play within their communities. Colleagues were encouraged to nominate those who'd done something during the year that made a difference to their community. Sue Krask, Community Investment Lead, organised the awards. She said, quote, "With the pandemic, we knew many of our customers were doing some exceptional things in their communities to help those who were shielding and making sure people didn't suffer with loneliness and isolation. It's been really pleasing to see the nominations reiterate the fact that our customers are committed to improving their communities alongside ourselves. It's been a privilege to be able to phone people and let them know that their commitment to their neighbourhoods has been recognised in this way. I'm delighted we've been able to present a hamper as a small way of saying thank you on behalf of the group and the communities. We hope they enjoy their prizes." End quote. Winning customers also received a voucher from Mears and a certificate. One customer to be presented with a hamper was Lynn Horrocks in Grimsby. She allowed us to use her electricity supply for a dehumidifier to dry out a neighbouring property which had no electrics. She also cooked food for her neighbour and provided electricity for a television, so he didn't need to go in a hotel. Lynn said, quote, "It's a nice feeling, but I'd like to think it's something anyone would do. I couldn't let anyone go without electricity or hot water, and it was the right thing to do. I'd do it again any time. I'm now really looking forward to getting stuck in and enjoying the goodies." End quote. Rose Jolly from God Manchester also received a hamper. She spent lockdown looking out for other people by going to the shops, delivering food and newspapers, collecting medication, and chatting to people to keep them company. She said, quote, "You do it out of the kindness of your heart, but sometimes you don't realise how much it impacts other people's lives. You can help them feel loved and not alone, which is important at times like these. Being recognised like this makes you feel warm inside, and it boosts your own confidence to know you've achieved something this great." End quote. A new award scheme will be introduced next year, where we'll be asking customers to nominate their neighbours for awards. Full details will follow in future editions of Our Voice. Lynn Horrocks, Grimsby. Lynn allowed Longhurst Group to use her electrics over a weekend to power a dehumidifier in the next-door property, which had no electrics. She also cooked her neighbour's tea and supplied power for a TV, meaning he didn't have to be put up in a hotel while work was carried out. She did this all free of charge. Eve Ames, God Manchester. During the pandemic, Eve has helped others who have been struggling with mental health issues. Without her, these issues could have developed further. Eve got people gardening as a way of maintaining good mental health, and has even spent her own money to improve the garden space. She's also helped others organise their medical appointments. Alan Cook, King's Lynn. Alan has been helping a customer at his scheme with shopping and washing tasks when family members were unable to help out during lockdown. He's helped sort out transport to the hospital for vital appointments, and when thanked and praised for his actions, Alan is always modest. Eileen Bush, Higham Ferrers. Eileen always has time to help others with their problems. This year, during lockdown restrictions, she made cakes, which were enjoyed as customers made their own tea and had cake sitting outside. There was also a barbecue which Eileen organised while following all guidelines. Rose Jolly, God Manchester. Rose has supported all customers on her scheme throughout lockdown, doing shopping, delivering food and newspapers, collecting medication, and chatting with those who are isolated. She did this despite having medical problems of her own. Ian and Brenda Mills, Gainsborough. Ian and Brenda have helped Phoenix Court scheme manager Sarah Smith organise a weekly delivery of food from Feeding Gainsborough before helping deliver it to other customers on the scheme. They've also helped with shopping, laundry and other tasks during lockdown. Susan Burley, Loughborough. Susan made herself available to help her neighbours during lockdown, doing their shopping and helping them fill out paperwork. She's also cooked for some and baked her famous apple pie to share as well. She hasn't stopped running errands. Pam Mitchelson, King's Lynn. There's a local free paper in King's Lynn that a lot of residents like to read. However, many of the residents were shielding and not able to go out for a long time. So Pam took it upon herself to collect a bundle of free papers each week and deliver them to residents. Pat Emerson, King's Lynn. As chair of the resident association, Pat took it upon herself to arrange a socially distanced meet-up in the communal gardens to make sure everyone was okay and not getting too isolated. She also helped to organise an outdoor coffee morning to keep spirits up. Wilf Cooper, Walsall. After flooding in Edison Walk on Beechdale, Wilf supported his neighbours in allowing access to contractors so they could inspect properties and identify repairs that needed to be completed. He was fetching keys for these properties, which supported vulnerable residents so they didn't have to attend. Pam Fowlsham, King's Lynn. Throughout the pandemic, Pam has supported her scheme manager in getting all information out to customers, delivering leaflets and newsletters. She followed all PPE and social distancing guidelines throughout. Marilyn Hanscom, Rushton. Marilyn has been supporting her neighbours at Cordwainers, even though she suffers with her own disabilities. She's helped with shopping, knitting, and she's proven to be a good listener when people are feeling low throughout the pandemic. And Douglas Hearn, Oundle. Douglas gives his own time each week to maintain the Stronglands Court Gardens and also volunteers his own time to the Bungalow Gardens maintenance. He doesn't charge for his time, and he's also stripped back two benches at the front of the scheme and restained them at his own cost. 13. A day in the life of our new Tenancy Sustainment Officer. We're proud to have appointed three Tenancy Sustainment Officers, TSOs, across the group to work with general needs customers who have support needs, or those who need specialist extra support to help them maintain successful tenancies. One of these TSOs is Brian Noble, who covers the Grimsby area. Here we spend a day with him in his new role. 8:30 a.m. Due to coronavirus restrictions, I'm still mainly working from home, so I log into my laptop and respond to any emails that have come in. 9 a.m. It's time for a virtual meeting with the other two newly appointed Tenancy Sustainment Officers, Katie at Peterborough and Oslam in Rushton. All three posts are part of pilot projects across our operating region, which are designed to enhance the tenancy services Longhurst Group offers. Our agenda includes some editing of the action plan and risk assessments that we intend using, and discussion around other ways of recording the work we've done. 10:30. Now I go on a joint visit with a housing officer to a customer who's recently been living in emergency accommodation due to being viciously attacked in his home, as well as being subject to further threats. Unfortunately, after discussion with other support agencies, the property which he'd placed a letting bid on isn't right for him at the moment. We've explained this to the customer, and I'm now advising him with bids on other properties that will be better for him. 11 a.m. I meet another customer for the first time, with a support worker, who I've had quite a bit of telephone and email contact with recently. The customer is a young woman, who openly admits she was guilty of antisocial behaviour during lockdown. We'd arranged an online multi-agency meeting to discuss our concerns and plan a way forward. The meeting went really well, as the customer has made some positive changes recently, and is working well with all the appropriate agencies. 1 p.m. I meet a housing support worker and a community mental health worker at a customer's flat. This customer has issues with his mental health, and consequently is very vulnerable. He believes he's being targeted by people and that they've been in his flat and taken things such as his bicycle and driving license. We investigate the situation thoroughly. The block of flats he lives in has a secure door entry system, and there's no evidence that his flat door has been forced. A lock change was done before and since he moved in, and no one else has had possession of his keys. To reassure him, we referred him to victim support and helped him fix some door and window alarms that make a very loud noise when the magnetic component is disturbed. We've also helped him sort out his direct rent payments from Universal Credit. 3 p.m. I meet another support worker at the flat of another customer. The customer lives in quite a nice scenic development, but it has been hit by antisocial behaviour recently. I talk with the customer to help him understand the severity of the situation, as his tenancy is at risk. This situation is very complex and involves multi-agency working with the police and senior housing managers. In recent months, we've also worked with the Mental Health Home Treatment Team, Navigo, the Local Authority Homelessness Prevention Team, emergency accommodation providers, the courts, and solicitors to help this customer sustain his tenancy. 4:30 p.m. This is where I can make telephone calls, emails, and record my day's work on the systems. As most of my current cases involve antisocial behaviour in some way, prompt information sharing and accurate communication and recording is crucial, as some of these cases may well end up in court. Our antisocial behaviour team will need to produce a timeline of information in a logical and correct order from our shared computer system, should that be necessary. 5:15 p.m. I check my calendar for tomorrow and the rest of the week before I log off. 14. Our commitment to the Freddie aims. As an organisation, we're committed to having an inclusive working environment that respects and welcomes people from all backgrounds and abilities. To help us ensure the people who work for us are diverse, the opportunities we offer are fair, and that we continue to improve the way we communicate with our customers, we're focused on a series of behaviours categorised as Freddie. Freddie stands for Fairness, Respect, Equality, Diversity, Inclusion and Engagement. F. Fairness. It's really important to us that we're fair in everything we do as an organisation. R. Respect. We must be respectful to everyone we work with, including customers and colleagues. E. Equality. We're committed to making sure everybody is treated as equals, regardless of their personal circumstances. D. Diversity. It's important that our workplace is as diverse as the communities we serve. I. Inclusion. We'll ensure customers and colleagues are encouraged to be involved in everything we do. And E. Engagement. We know how important feedback is to ensure we're delivering appropriate services for our customers and are an employee that works for our colleagues. By taking this approach, which is endorsed by the National Centre for Diversity, we're working towards achieving an award that will recognise our progress in each of these areas. We've held a number of training sessions for colleagues to introduce the Freddie behaviours, and we're aiming to implement them right across our organisation over the coming months. In the new year, we'll be contacting customers to seek your views through an email survey. The Investors in Diversity survey will be issued to a proportion of customers in January. If we contact you, we'd be really grateful if you could take a few minutes to complete it and return it to us. More details on how to do this will be included in the survey. 15. Money Advisor Stuart answers your questions. As part of the recent Talk Money Week, we invited customers to submit their financial questions for our money advisor, Stuart Dearden. Our money advice team is here to help you with all aspects of your finances, including debt management, benefit advice, and budgeting. Here, Stuart answers a selection of these questions with some useful hints, tips, and advice on all things finance. What sort of things can the money advice team help me with? James in Birmingham. The Money Advice Service is a completely voluntary service that we offer to all our customers. You're not obliged to talk to us at any point, but we're there to support people as best we can. Our role is to try and maximize people's income to make sure they can sustain their tenancy and keep a roof over their head. Between us, the four advisors have about 60 years' worth of experience in this sort of work. We usually check that you're receiving the right amount of benefits, if that's appropriate to you, and we can help with benefits applications. We try to tailor our support to people to the level of help they need. We can also look at discretionary housing payments, grants you might need, look to see if you can save money on utility bills, and that sort of thing. We can do general budgeting work with you to try and see where we can help you save a few pounds and make your life a little bit easier. If I wanted to talk to a money advisor, how do I get in contact? Do I need a referral? Sue in Peterborough. You don't need to be referred to the Money Advice Service directly. A lot of our work comes from talking to our income team, our housing officers, and other colleagues, where they've been in touch with customers and suggesting we may be able to help. You can also self-refer to the service as well via our website. There's a short self-referral form that you can fill in, and we'll be in touch in a couple of days. You can also call our main office number, and if you say you want to talk to the money advice team, we'll help you as soon as we can. If I'm given money for my birthday or Christmas, will this affect how much universal credit I'm entitled to? John in Nottinghamshire. As we come up to the festive period, this is something we get asked now and then. The answer is no, it won't. It's not an income that's taken into account against universal credit, so it won't have a direct impact. The only thing you need to be aware of is if you put that money in your bank and it takes your capital above the threshold, it may have an impact. But normally, if you're receiving a small gift, it won't. Lockdown has meant I'm working from home for the first time. Can I claim any extra expenses? Peter in Walsall. Yes, you can claim tax relief on any extra expenses you've incurred if you have to work from home, but I must emphasize the have to. You can claim tax relief on £6 per week from the 6th of April this year without having to show any extra expenses. That's based on the rate of tax that you pay, so if you're a basic rate taxpayer, you can claim tax relief on £6 per week, which means you get an extra £1.20 in your pocket. It doesn't sound a lot, but over the course of the year, you're looking at the best part of £60. If you've had to buy things like furniture to be able to work at home, you may be able to claim tax relief on that as well. You can find out more and apply by visiting gov.uk. What are some of the easiest ways to save money on my household bills? Chris in Boston. Unfortunately, loyalty doesn't pay in terms of the price you pay. If you can, shop around and try to get a cheaper deal. Use comparison sites to identify cheaper tariffs. All you need to know is what you're using at the moment and the name of your current tariff. If you want to stay with your current supplier, speak to them and see if they have a cheaper deal. They may not automatically put you on it. The same's true with water. Speak to your water company and check you're on the most affordable tariff they have. Consider getting a smart meter. It won't save you money in itself. It'll help you realize how you're using your electricity and give you an idea of where your money is going. Simple things like only boiling the amount of water you need in your kettle, turning the thermostat down on your central heating boiler, these things can make a difference. If you're feeling chilly, rather than turning it up a few degrees, is it worth putting a jumper on for a few hours while you get warm? Make sure you bleed your radiators regularly too. This makes them more efficient. There are other things you can do. If you'd like some help and advice, get in touch with us. I find myself constantly living payday to payday, but I would love to be able to put some money away each month for a rainy day. How can I start doing this? Laura in Grimsby. Another really good question. Saving for a rainy day is one of those things everyone would advocate. The best place to start is looking at your income and expenditure. That gives you a better idea of how you're spending your money. If you work through that, it'll make sure you cover everything that you need to pay. Also, deal with your debts. Debts and repayments you've got are what eat up the spare money you have, which you could be saving. Once you've done all that, decide what you're saving for, what your timescale is, and how much you want to put away. It's much easier if you have a goal in mind. To contact our money advice team, call 0300 123 1745 and press option 2 before asking to be put through to the team. Alternatively, visit our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice. 16. Our money advice team is here to help you. Whether you're struggling to repay debt, want to manage your outgoings better and make sure your rent account isn't going to fall into arrears, or are not sure whether you're entitled to claim benefits, our money advisors are on hand. They'll always act in your best interests and have a proven track record in helping customers to manage their finances. In the last financial year, 968 customers were referred to the team. Our advisors helped these customers with a total of £439,519 worth of debt and reclaimed backdated benefits to the tune of £97,587. In total, during the financial year, the money advice team also assisted these customers with ongoing benefit claims worth £1,328,417. The team will never judge customers and their individual circumstances and really are here to help. One of our money advisors, Angie Noble, said, quote, "The most rewarding element of my job is when somebody that was struggling and in arrears gets sorted and has more income available to them with no arrears. Seeing that person no longer worrying about their finances fills me with joy." Don't be concerned about contacting us. Advisors are here to help, and nobody is good at everything, so it's nothing to be worried about. End quote. We've a dedicated section on our website for the money advice team. Here you can read individual profiles of our four money advisors, Angie, Pam Malhi, Steve Thomas, and Stuart Dearden, as well as reading some of the stories about how their work has helped customers to turn their finances around. There are also tips on things such as saving money on water bills, good savings accounts, a benefits calculator, and links to other support services on offer. 17. Free IT course gives Sue the confidence to find work. Sue Parks, who lives on Beechdale in Walsall, was referred to our employment and training advisor Rob Friday by our money advice team after seeking some help and support on her finances with both her and her husband out of work. She decided that she wanted to do something to pass the time, so Rob suggested she complete a Learn My Way IT program. This is one of the free courses available via our employment and skills team. Quote, "I was at home not working and looking after my husband, so it gave me something to do," end quote, Sue explained. Quote, "I don't know loads about IT, but I know a bit more than some. I thought I'd give it a go to keep my mind occupied, and if I learnt from it then that would be a bonus. The course was great. It doesn't matter what age you are, it's helpful to anybody, whether they're looking for work or just left school. In the current situation it's useful for the older generation too, so they can learn a bit more about computers, so they can get by with things like internet shopping. Not only that, but it is completely free, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home." End quote. Sue said she worked closely with Rob, not only in relation to the course, but also to reshape her CV. Quote, "We were in a pickle, and Rob spoke to me on the phone and guided me along the way. It was great," end quote, she added. Quote, "He was so easy to talk to. It was like talking to my brother. He explained everything and was a great listener too. I can't fault him at all. He's even helped me with my CV as well," end quote. By May of this year, Sue had managed to find work at her local Wix store as a cleaner to help keep the store COVID secure. Her responsibilities were to keep the canteen and staff areas clean, as well as making sure tills were safe for colleagues to use during click and collect sessions. Quote, "Within 2 weeks I've been offered a full-time permanent job, not as a cleaner but on the shop floor," end quote, Sue added. Quote, "At the beginning of July I started on the shop floor and they got another cleaner in. I was doing deliveries, click and collect, and things like that. I'm now doing 30 hours a week. I really love working there. I love everything about it, working on the till, helping customers. I really do think having the attitude of wanting to do something and completing an IT course in the first place helped me to get this job," end quote. Sue said that after her experiences with the team, she'd recommend them to any other customers who may find themselves in a similar situation, or who want to broaden their skill set. Quote, "I definitely recommend the team. At the end of the day, there's no such word as can't," end quote, she added. Quote, "I'd say just do it. It keeps your mind active, it's free, and Rob is always there at the end of the phone if you're stuck. Even if it's something you may not use in future, you've got that knowledge and capability, knowing that you can do something. Just go for it. There's always somebody to help you along the way. Don't be shy, just go for it. There's no shame in asking," end quote. To find out more about the Employment and Skills team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 18. Customers in need gifted new phones. A number of our customers have been gifted a smartphone as part of our continued partnership with a charity organisation. We've got a link up with the Good Things Foundation charity, and recently our community investment team was successful in securing a donation of 30 brand new Google Pixel 2 XL smartphones. The phones came with 24GB of data and were to be distributed among our customers who met eligibility criteria, including being on a low income, being isolated, or having health conditions. They've now been allocated to customers along both care and support and general needs. Mairead Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor, was involved in allocating the phones to customers. She said, quote, "Despite the quick turnaround between receiving the phones and needing to allocate them, they were snapped up really quickly. Our partnership with the Good Things Foundation is very beneficial to our customers, and helps us improve lives by being able to provide essential items such as these phones. Customers are now able to access a huge range of useful online resources, which many of them wouldn't have been able to before, so we're very grateful for the continued support of the Good Things Foundation." The SIM that came with the phones was preloaded with 24GB of data, and when it runs out, the customer can top it up if they want. There's no contract at all to be signed up to, and the SIM is only data, so customers would use WhatsApp or Skype to make calls if they wanted to. "I hope they prove to be of great use to those who received one," end quote. One customer to receive one of the mobile phones was Gary Griffiths from Peterborough. He said that he had an outdated mobile phone with an alternative provider, and regularly found himself running out of data and incurring additional costs. Quote, "I'm not brilliant with mobile phones, but my floating support worker has helped me, and I'm going to get round to learning more about it," end quote, he said. Quote, "It's going to help me immensely. I always run out of data and end up paying more per month, and I don't have the internet at my flat and didn't know how to get around that. I'm very grateful to Longhurst Group for giving me one of these phones. It was a lovely gesture, and once I'm used to it, I will use it quite a lot," end quote. 19. Employment and Skills Top Tips by Rob Friday, our Employment and Training Advisor. Online Interview Tips. Our Employment and Skills webpage already has some useful guidance on setting up your online interview. Here are some more tips to help you do well. 1. What to wear. Dress as smartly as you would for a face-to-face interview. Avoid stripes and complex patterns. Wearing shoes rather than trainers will make you feel more professional, even though they won't be seen. 2. Avoid interruptions. Keep your doors and windows shut, turn off phones, TV and radio, and keep pets and family members away. 3. Check your background. Make sure your background is clean and tidy. A blank wall is a good idea. Avoid backlighting from lamps and windows as they'll make your image shadowy. 4. Body language. To look the interviewer in the eye, focus on your device's camera, not the picture on the screen. You may need to raise your computer on books to avoid slouching. And 5. Be prepared. Have a pen, paper, and a copy of your CV or application to hand. Use any notes to jog your memory, but try not to just read straight from them. For help with finding work, training, or work experience, contact the team today. Telephone 0300 123 1745. Website longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 20. You said, we did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Here are the latest outcomes from some of the comments we received from you. You said, customers have been using our new text messaging feedback service to highlight places where they weren't satisfied with the cleaning and grounds maintenance service standards. We did. Grounds maintenance and cleaning quality assurance checks are being carried out by the estate contracts team, where there are low scores received for these services, and we've identified areas for immediate improvement. You said, you've been telling us that our letting process needed to be quicker and more streamlined. We did. The process of letting a property has now been digitalized to make it more efficient. During September, we called customers to ask for their feedback about the experience, and 96% said they thought the new process worked really well. You said, we were told that customers requesting a call back should receive this within 2 working days. We did. We've committed to meeting this timescale. We've trained mystery shoppers who test our core services, and they began working in September, initially focusing on our customer service team. A total of 19 mystery shops were completed, and 15 received a response within 2 working days. The overall response was very positive, gaining more excellent results than poor. We're continuing to work with colleagues to improve this service even further. 21. Your Questions Answered. Welcome to our Your Questions Answered feature. In each edition of Our Voice, our customer service experts, Leanne Woolley and Ian Smith, will get to the bottom of your questions and inquiries. Question. With the weather getting colder, I'm needing to use more energy to heat my home. However, I'm not sure I can afford it. What can I do? Sheila in Rushden. Answer. Thanks for getting in touch, Sheila. This is a common concern for all of us at this time of year, as the temperatures drop and we make use of our central heating more than normal. While this can prove to be expensive, there are lots of little ways you can help to keep your home as warm as possible without using the heating. These include keeping all windows shut, closing curtains to keep warmth in, and using hot water bottles at night. Some people can also get help with their energy bills through a number of schemes, such as the winter fuel payment and the warm home discount. Our money advice team can help you with budgeting to help you afford increased heating bills, look at whether you qualify for any of the support schemes on offer, and see if you're receiving all the income you're entitled to. If you're concerned about managing increased energy costs, we'd recommend giving them a call. They can be contacted on 0300 123 1745 and pressing option 2 for the income team. Just ask for the money advice team and you'll be put through. Question. It's getting darker earlier every day, so communal lighting is really important in our block. Sometimes it breaks down. Who has the responsibility to report and repair this? George in Oakham. Answer. Thanks for your question, George. Faulty or broken communal lighting should be reported in the same way as any other repair, by calling us on 0300 123 1745 and pressing option 1 for repairs or using the contact form on our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/contact. This will then be logged and dealt with as per our repairs timescales by our contractors. If you have a question that you'd like answered, please send it to us along with your name and the name of the town you live in. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk or write to Your Questions Answered, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN. 22. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. 22A. How to make banana and date pudding. A recipe from Anne Whitfield, Carlton. I was introduced to this pudding many years ago by an Iraqi student who told me that it was served to welcome guests to the house for the first time. Since then, it has become a favourite in my own family for special occasions. Serves 2 adults. Preparation time, only 15 minutes and 1 hour in the fridge. Equipment. Serving bowl, small kitchen knife, large spoon, cloth for wiping sticky fingers. Ingredients. 2 large or 4 small bananas, ripe but not soft. 1 pack of dates, with or without stones. And 1 large carton of plain yogurt, or half a carton of plain yogurt mixed with 1 small carton of single cream. Method. Finely slice enough banana into the bowl to form the bottom layer of the pudding. If using whole dates, remove the stones and place the date halves in the bowl to form the next layer up. If using stoned dates, chop enough into the bowl to form the next layer up. Continue alternating layers of banana and dates until they are near the top of the bowl. The top layer of the pudding should be banana. Pour half the yogurt or half the yogurt mixed with cream over the top layer. Allow the yogurt or yogurt and cream to seep down to the bottom of the bowl. Keep adding yogurt or yogurt and cream until most of it is used up. Keep a little aside. Place the bowl in the fridge for about 1 hour. Pour the remainder of the yogurt or yogurt and cream over the top of the chilled pudding. Serve. Any pudding left over keeps well for a few days in the fridge. 22B Nursery Rhymes Quiz by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. Why didn't a doctor want to go back to a West Country town? 2. What happened in the end because there was no nail? 3. Which French monk overslept? 4. Who used an old-fashioned remedy after a mishap? 5. Who fell asleep instead of looking after his animals? 6. Which well-known landmark was in danger of collapsing? 7. Whose pet animal followed her into school? 8. What happened when a royal servant was hanging out the washing? 9. What was the only tune that a musician's son could play? 10. What did a dog find amusing? 11. Whose plate was very clean at the end of a meal? And 12. How many people did someone meet on the way to a Cornish town? Answers. 1. He had stepped in a deep puddle. Dr. Foster went to Gloucester. 2. A kingdom was lost, for want of a nail. 3. Frère Jacques, or Brother John, Frère Jacques. 4. Vinegar and brown paper, Jack and Jill went up the hill. 5. Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue. 6. London Bridge. London Bridge is falling down. 7. Mary. Mary had a little lamb. 8. A blackbird pecked off her nose. Sing a song of sixpence. 9. Over the hills and far away. Tom Tom the Piper's son. 10. Seeing a cow jump over the moon. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle. 11. The Sprats, or Jack Sprats and his wife. Jack Sprat. And 12. 8. A man had 7 wives. 23. Winter Competition. Our Voice Word Search. Find and highlight all 10 of the words shown on page 20 of the standard print version to be in with a chance to win a £25 Love to Shop gift card. Each of the words relates to a story featured in this edition of the magazine. Please post your completed word search to Our Voice Competition, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. The closing date is Monday the 11th of January 2021. Our winner from last time. We had a great response to the word search in the autumn edition of the magazine. Out of the 55 entries, the winner was Sheila Smith from Oakham. Congratulations, Sheila. Your Love to Shop voucher is on its way. The words to be found in the word search are charter, community, customer, employment, finances, hamper, lettings, ombudsman, sustainment, and wedding. 24. Improving Lives Podcast. Did you know that the group has its own podcast, and it's all about improving lives? Have you listened to an episode yet? In each instalment, we'll share advice and stories to help you improve your health and well-being, focusing on money, health and fitness, and mental health. We'll also have the occasional special guest joining us on the podcast, so make sure you check it out. Listen online. To listen to the latest episode, or to catch up with previous ones, scan the QR code on page 20 of the standard print version, or visit longhurst-group.org.uk/podcast.